south parcel, and that is 1.042 acres. So it came out pretty close to 1 acre. And then I drew in where those tanks were located, and this lateral field and this one are both on their own parcels.
Are they both inhabited now?
The applicant. I know this one is. This one I don't know.
Anyone live in that house?
The one to the south?
We're living in a 1086 house right now.
So here's the original plat. Here's just some pictures looking back to the west of both homes.
And the lower home, the one on the left, is the one that's inhabited.
Nope, this one's the one that's inhabited. This one is not right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one in the back is the older home.
Okay.
The original. And
that's the older home.
That one right there is, yeah.
It's very difficult for me for that house because it's steeper and because of my health conditions. I have congestive heart failure and lupus, spinal damage, and it's such a hardship. And
one thing I was going to show, I'll put the parcel lines on here in your lot line. So a part of this subdivision you can see, such as this is one of the original lots. It's been split 10 times. This one, 3. This one, 3. This one, 6. And this was one of the originals. It's in the city of Forsyth now. I think it's 15. There's about 6 lots. One here, their lot. This one's twice. This one's 4 times.
There must be
this one's 6 times.
Is there sewer that runs through there now?
Nope. Everything's septic.
Stops up there.
It's all septic. This one was not split. These two are. So just giving you an idea of what's happened in the past.
Yeah.
What is the average size of the lots that you're seeing there?
Well, these are pretty small. This is 2 acres.
Yeah, but I mean,
but these others, like this quarter acre, you take 2 acres by divided by 6, whatever that is. A little bigger than a third of an acre.
About 7,500 or something.
Yeah, I saw that one in this, but several times.
That's 14,000 square feet, about a third of an acre.
Draw your projected line again for the property split and tell me again. Is it 1.4 acres or 1.04?
1.04.
One more.
Yeah, you could get as close.
I didn't. 1.4 would be considerably different. So it's almost an exact equal split.
Yeah, there you go.
Surveyed,
1.042. And that was just so we could catch the
driveway. That's a good guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the sewer system on the lower house again. Is that the one that has been replaced
with concrete? Yeah.
Concrete tank is a metal tank underneath the porch, which I've found quite a bit. Yeah, and then you can see, I could tell if he hadn't even took me out there, I'm like, well, that's where
you
the tank is. You can just see the flat spot.
Yeah.
And then these big old trees are just as healthy as can be. There's no laterals.
Yeah. And no, nothing, of course, will be.
I didn't find any surfacing, nothing surfacing here, but yeah.
Well, there's enough lateral ground above the property line between it and the newer house to do a repair of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And add lateral if needed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Our water, we need an easement, I think, because when we built, we were told that they didn't want to put the water in the front because it would be, cost more money for Forsyth, so it would be better to do it through the back where the water already was. So we would need an easement for the water.
And it's a shared well, correct?
No. It's shared well for the whole community.
Yeah, the whole community.
Yeah, the whole community, okay. Yes.
Yeah, what you're getting into there is real estate transaction issues. I mean, as far as these guys, when it came down to the amended plat and maybe a possible sale of one or the other, then you're getting into real estate. When you do the plat, you could put an easement for the water line going across the lot to the...
So when I sell the house, then I
you could, yes, I correct. Do that. Yeah, that's a real estate transaction issue.
Oh, okay.
There.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I just wanted to be honest with everybody to...
Oh, appreciate that.
But you think if there's already water hooked to it, you'd think there'd be a pre-existing easement.
Sure. Not if you own both pieces of property.
They own that whole parcel.
We've had that. That was we went through that planning and zoning more than once.
Yes,
people didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens if? Okay. So, but she said it was down the property line, which would indicate to me it's right down that back line to both houses.
It can be.
It could be right up the middle of the property to both houses.
I actually know where it is.
Okay.
Where's it at on the picture? Can you show me?
No, I was actually there when my grandfather built it. The actual water, this was the old house. The actual where the main water run line runs, the shutoff is right here. They built a water pipe here, and then they ran it up through here, and then they ran it straight along here. There's actually, you can see a little divot in the ground all the way up, straight up to this house. So it basically runs right along this way, right through here. My grandfather originally wanted to have another shutoff put here, but he was denied that for some reason. I don't remember why. I was just a kid when it happened.
So there's water line on that side of the property as well?
There's water line. There's only the one shutoff right here. And that's one of the older ones from the entire neighborhood. And then what happened is right here, my grandfather wanted to have another shutoff here, but for some reason he was denied that. So basically he had to have the water line connected to this house, and then from there... reconnect another line attached from that house all the way to here. I don't remember why, but I grandfather had to have that done.
So if you sold the older home, you would need to maintain an easement to maintain the water line on that property.
Correct.
Nothing to do with us.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they can.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's
going to be my mom has no income. I was hit by a drunk driver, and my fiance and I have been, my mom's handicapped and moved in. She would have lost the homes if it hadn't been, we moved in, and she held the homes, of course, and we paid for the taxes and everything. But it's been kind of hard trying to upkeep both homes. And on top of that, my mother and I both allergic highly to mold spores, which are oak, which theirs is, you saw.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Here, there's not that much. So this is a better piece of property for the kids, for my mom, when she gets worse, which I'm hoping is a while. It's flat. It's easier for her. It's easier for her. That's why she wanted that very much. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
I think the major concern I saw would have been making sure that the septic's lateral lines were clear so you could clearly divide it, and it shows according to that that it should be.
It was sold to us for 2.07 acres.
In the summertime, you can see where the laterals are very clearly. Mm-hmm. If you go to Google Earth, you actually can see where it actually right here. It's kind of I've tried to make it grow differently because it kind of looks weird when the grass grows. As it'll be like a really green patch here, here, and then it'll be like a darker patch in the middle. It kind of looks like a zebra kind of, and so laterals actually run right, like that right there, for some reason. And then I don't know why, but it's just kind of weird.
If you was old enough, you'd know that Irma Bombeck said the grass is always greener over the south. If you're old enough, you're probably not.
All right, board, do y'all have any discussion on this? No? Somebody like to make a motion?
I'd take a stab at that. In the case of 20-02, I would move that we approve the variance in lot size on 1086 Coy Boulevard because of the area has had other lots split. Each lot will remain 1 acre plus, which allows for public water and septic system on site. and that will allow her to sell the parcel that she chooses to not live in.
I know they put in really good septic in there because it's like a 1,000-gallon tank for each one, each house.
Each house should be able to stand independently with its own public or shared water supply and septic system.
Okay. Sounds good, Rick. Do we have a second on that?
I would second. Go ahead. I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, thank you.
And again, we'll have that decision of record generated in the next few days. Marla will mail you a copy of it.
And I owe you money to, I've got it here.
Probably for this postage.
Yes.
So when we get finished, we'll pull that out because she puts that on top for me in your file. So just hang around just a second.
Do I pay it tonight?
Yeah, we're just about done. So we'll catch you.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate this.
Good luck getting your property.
Oh,
we might have already found
somebody
down in Texas actually wants to. The older house is kind of messed up a little bit, but they want to do a fix up.
A lot of victims in this area now.
Yeah, well,
fine.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Have a good night. Well, board, any old or new business, Scott?
I don't have any.
Okay. I just want to say real quick, Rick, I really admire the conversation we had a little bit ago, and I'm still very green, so there's going to be times that I'm going to look forward to directions.
Well, I just did that, and on my ride home, we was leaving for Dominican Republic, Punta Cana the next day, and my mind was on the trip and getting, and I just, you know, hell, if you're on a board, you need to devote your attention to it, and I didn't. And I apologize for that, and I'll try to do better. Hopefully I will. If I don't do better, call me on it.
Well, that's the way I want to be treated. I want to get you. I didn't do it just right. Somebody needs to say.
Me too. Absolutely.
Me too.
I think a board that works together like that is a strong board.
We all make mistakes, I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
Well, there's some of these deals that nobody wins. The nightly rentals. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the people, and you've not dealt with that yet, but you will, I'm sure. You have people that come and try to do the right thing. And so they came through the process like they should. And you turn them down. And hell, their neighbors up and down the street don't come through the process, do it against the rules, and get away with it. And that bothers me a lot.
Part that bothers me, I hope we're not on speaker.
Yep, it's still on. Yeah, we haven't adjourned yet.
The part that bothers me about the nightly rentals, and it's just like you said, the neighbor can get it and the other neighbor can't. I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, it was that night that those particular fellows were there to vote. And I never did understand that. Once we voted a direction, we need to maintain that direction.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, we need to maintain that direction of thought.
Consistency.
Consistency has got to be first for us.
Well, and I feel like we got a board here that's going to be that way, so it feels good. All right, fellas, with that being said, anybody like to make a motion to adjourn tonight?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, second?
I will second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.